Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Benjamin Moore, your neighborhood paint experts, by Montefiore Doing More, by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent a dumpster online at winterbros.com, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal. Winterbros.com, by Wind Creek Bethlehem Let's Play, and by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. Aaron, how are you?
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good.
What
it's been a
week, man.
Yeah,
oh my
crazy
God.
Week, man. How about that, Aaron?
Yeah, it has. You know, we've tried to kind of prepare ourselves for, you know, the great unknown, obviously, that this season we know we're in for. And, you know, just trying to, you know, do our part and keep our guys in the best frame of mind as possible as we, you know, kind of navigate all that the 2020 season's going to throw at us. So feel like we're in a good spot and our guys are where they need to be mentally and from a focus standpoint, and we'll just keep on trying to roll with the punches.
At what point on Monday did you realize this game tonight's not going to happen and then subsequently the entire series wasn't going to happen?
Monday. I guess it was fairly, you know, mid morning maybe, that I got word that it was canceled and, you know, heard about possibly the next day, but I think on Monday felt like Tuesday was going to happen. Mm. And then obviously waking up Tuesday morning and out of everyone understandably wanting to be cautious, postponing that. And then really when it all got a little bit haywire or we had to really make a fast adjustment was our equipment truck was headed back to Yankee Stadium to get a workout in for starting the home series against the Phillies. Well, that all of a sudden got canceled and the Oriole thing started to come into the picture. So put our equipment truck on hold, told them to pull over and get a Slurpee and made the Oriole call and turned them back the other way on the highway. And we, our players did a nice job of, you know, quickly coming to a decision of okaying the Baltimore stuff, and we were on our way to Camden Yards.
You know, it's crazy because I guess you were going to play the Phillies next week, right? I think that's what the deal was supposed to be, and now you got this Philly situation all up in the air. So you really, you know, outside of, you know, tonight and then the Red Sox over the weekend, it's kind of up in the air for you next week, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure, you know, things will keep developing over the next couple of days. You know, our focus is right now, obviously, we got John Means and the Orioles tonight, so that's where our focus lies, and then we know we're boarding the train to head home to start a weekend series this weekend, but that's about as far as our focus is right now.
I'm just curious because, you know, obviously you guys are playing baseball now, but when you're in Philadelphia in flux, not knowing, okay, we're not playing Monday, we're playing Tuesday, are you all of you guys just staying in the hotel? Was it like 48 hours straight of just, and I'm sure you got a nice hotel, but was that basically what it was? Just everybody staying there for 2 days straight?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we had a great setup, obviously. Yes, a really, really nice hotel. And they're really, it was really, I think, almost only us at the hotel. So, you know, we had all the, you know, comforts that we needed as far as, you know, working out, you know, treatments, training, food, you know, setting up spaces where we could have meeting rooms and players could get together safely and things like that. So, you know, for being in flux and obviously, you know, the anxiety that comes with just the unknown and not knowing, you know, where we're headed and everything, I felt like we were in a pretty comfortable situation as a group and, you know, able to kind of get through those couple of days pretty easily.
Was any bullpen sessions thrown in like a ballroom or in the parking lot or something like that?
No, but our some pitchers did get out and were able to play catch, like I think at a patch of grass across the street or something, and able to obviously get in workouts and everything from that. But from an overall baseball standpoint, no, it's essentially a couple days off.
Aaron, how often, and I probably should know this, but I'm going to ask you again, how often are you getting tested right now for this at this point?
Pretty much every other day. I would say maybe to slightly more. It feels like I'm 4 days a week getting tested.
Right.
I got tested yesterday, not today. I'm sure we'll get tested tomorrow when we get to the park, but probably about 4 days a week.
I said this earlier that your toughest job right now is figuring out how to get at-bats for a lot of your talented guys. Is the toughest part of your job right now having nothing to do with baseball? Like, is it the making sure guys are following protocols? Right now, what is the toughest part of your job as a manager?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want it to sound as complaining at all, but it's just there's a lot going on every day. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, come in. You know, some things change just because of the nature of this virus and how the virus has manifested itself and kind of moved and hot spots pop up. And so you're constantly in flux. And, you know, I've used the phrase, you know, we need to stay in the athletic position because you got to be ready to handle, you know, a little tweak to the, you know, daily routine almost every day. So I feel like we're really well supported with the Yankees here. My coaching staff and my extended staff, do a great job of putting us in a position to handle what's ever thrown at us. And all in all, you know, it's trying to get our players to be in a position to where they can really focus on doing their job between the lines. And so far, I feel like we've absolutely been able to do that.
You know, Aaron, it's unbelievable how you guys just dominate the Orioles, and especially down there. What is it, 16 straight now? You've beaten them down there. You just annihilate them. I mean, right away, DJ hits the home run before you can even sit down, and you guys are off and running. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, this kind of dominance against one team like you guys have done down there?
I mean, we obviously had a really good run last year against them. But, you know, I'm really cautious to get caught up in all of that because, honestly, even going back to last year where we had really good success, and especially here at Camden Yards, you know, and even last night, I always feel like they have enough dangerous guys in their lineup to where, you know, they would have at-bats like they did against Cole there to finish his night mm-hmm. routinely last year where they can, you know, they can swing their way back into a game. So I always feel like it's dangerous here, and it's really – our guys have done a good job of really, you know, keeping their foot on the gas pedal and kind of keeping that focus and that sharpness to make sure we play our best when we're here, even though we've had that success in the past.
We're talking Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees. Going back to Saturday with James Paxton, was it the amount of pitches he was throwing in that one inning that caused you to take him out? Was it ineffectiveness? What led to the decision to take Paxton out second inning with the bases loaded?
Yeah, I just felt like I saw a different guy stuff. Even the first inning, I felt like his first few hitters, he was all right. He was, even though the velocity wasn't there, I felt like his stuff was okay. He had the sharpness on his breaking ball. He threw some good cutters. But then about the last hitter that inning, I think, lined out against him. And it seemed to noticeably start flattening out. And then that next inning, it was just a lot of, I felt like, comfortable at-bats against him where they were, you know, able to easily lay off some pitches that, you know, normally they would chase against Paxton. I felt like, you know, really – you know, his fastball really started to flatten out, and because he wasn't getting chases out of the zone with his secondary stuff, I felt like I needed to get him out of there.
Aaron, Garrett Cole last night probably didn't have his best stuff, but he still gets you into the seventh inning and you know, does a real solid job. How about him last night?
Yeah, I thought it was another step forward for him. I actually thought he was better last night than on opening day. And after that first inning, I thought he really settled in, and for about five innings, I thought, got in a really good rhythm. You know, I felt like he had execution with pretty much all of his pitches. And then gets two quick outs in the seventh inning, and then seems like four or five pitches later, it's double, homer, double.
Right.
And his night was over, to put a little bit of a damper on what otherwise was a pretty dominating outing. But I think we all came away, and I know Garrett came away, feeling like it was a really good another step as he kind of gets into that midseason form.
Maybe it's because I'm trained from watching so many other baseball games. I'm seeing pitchers come out after like 75, 80 pitches. I was almost surprised when you let Garrett Cole stay in at 87. What went into it? Was it simply, hey, he's my ace, he's dominating? Because I think at the time he'd retired like how many guys in a row. But yeah. What about letting Cole start the seventh?
Yeah, you know, there was a little bit of thought, just because at that point we had gone up 7-1 as well.
Right.
But also felt like, you know, he was ready. He was pitching on his sixth day for the second time in a row. He was ready. You know, I felt like for the first time to really push that 100 pitch mark. And I felt like he was kind of in cruise mode. I felt like he was throwing the ball really well. And you know, with us starting a long stretch of games in a row, you know, I felt like if he could kind of get us through seven, it kind of sets us up better moving forward into the weekend and into the stretch we have. And, you know, so that's kind of the genesis of it. I'll probably keep him at about the same the next couple of times here before I push more than what we did last night. But I feel like he's in a good spot and ready for that. And, you know, in speaking with him today, he felt, you know, good today as he was going through his recovery day.
How about Hap tonight? How many pitches you got him at tonight, Aaron?
I don't, you know, kind of in that 80 range probably.
Right.
You know, he's, you know, with the couple of days off that we've had, you know, not ideal. I think he's pitching on his eighth day or so right now. But feel like, you know, he's ready to, you know, push that pitch count a little bit. I feel like he's ready for, you know, 80, 85, whatever it is in that range. We'll watch him, of course, as he goes through the lineup a couple times, hopefully, but feel like he's ready to go.
The good news is your team is insanely deep. The bad news is you have to have that conversation with Clint Frazier to send him down, because I think on almost every other team in baseball, he's probably a starter, or at least he's on the roster. What do you tell a guy like Clint Frazier when you're sending him down to, I would say AAA, but to the other place, yeah, I guess is what I'll call it.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm so proud of where Clint is right now in his game. First of all, I think he's absolutely ready to be an impact player. But obviously, you know, it's a situation where it's hard to find at bats right now, or a spot considering our roster right now. So you understand and you're sensitive to the fact that this is a really good player that's had to, you know, in a lot of other situations, not only this year, but going back to last year and maybe even before, probably would have had more opportunities. And you understand in a pandemic you're not even going to a season, but you're going to the other site where you're playing, doing live BPs and inter squad games. So, you know, my message is just, you know, keep building what you've built here from in every aspect, you know, from, you know, his defensive work, from how I think he continues to evolve as a hitter, and how he's, you know, his at bats and controlling the strike zone has gotten better and better through spring training, through summer camp. You know, some of the things that have followed him from a narrative as far as, you know, who he is, you know, frankly, aren't fair and aren't true. I mean, this is a guy that's worked his butt off to be a good teammate and a really good player, and he is a really good player. So you're telling a guy that's a big leaguer that he's got to go down right now, and that's hard. So my message to him is just kind of, as best you can, you need to find that focus, because it could be tomorrow, it could be next week, where you find yourself in the middle of our lineup in a pennant race, and you need to do everything you can to stay sharp and stay ready.
You know, how about, have you gotten used to, Aaron, the situation without the fans? I watch these games, and it's just still very, very strange. I mean, some places have the cutouts, some don't, whatever, they don't, the crowd noise. I mean, how about that? I mean, How do you deal with that?
Honestly, that for me personally, and I've talked with a couple of our coaches too, and we've kind of felt the same way. It's almost been a non-factor to me. Like once the game starts,
right.
I'm so uber focused on the things I'm focused on between the lines. I mean, there's some moments where you'll look off into the crowd if you let yourself. That yes, it's weird and wow, that's different. Or walking off the field, you know, last night after we shake hands, and usually there's a contingent of Yankee fans here in Baltimore that are so that part's a little bit weird. But I find the game, from my standpoint anyway, is actually quite similar.
Interesting. How about, because we were talking about this earlier, you know, Brett Gardner's off to a tough start. In a normal 162-game season, we'd say, yeah, it's, you know, a couple of games.
Right.
He's 0 for 11. It happens. He'll get hot. Look at the back of the baseball card. Do you look at lineups and getting guys in and look at slumps differently because of the quickness of the season, that it is only 60 games? So would you make, or I'm not saying necessarily tonight because it makes perfect sense to play Andujar, get his bat back in the lineup, but do you look at sitting guys differently because of the shortness of the season?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit different, but I tend to focus more on the matchups and know that if a guy's had a couple struggling days and there's a good matchup for him, I tend to think that's going to shine through, whether it's over 162, whether it's over 60. And I think what people forget too is when we're talking about Gardy or a number of our players, like a lot of Gardy's like big time impact is who he is defensively. So that's half of the pie here that, you know, I think, you know, sometimes changes the equation. Like we always think of it in terms of, you know, this guy went 0 for 8 these next couple of days. Well, we don't always look at it as when the guy's an impact defender, that kind of can factor into things too. And certainly Gardy is that. And, you know, I'm kind of confident that, you know, once he gets, you know, a hitter, you know, a good at bat or two, you know, he has a chance to really take off and run into some balls with power at the bottom of our lineup with also an on base threat. So I don't really worry about it. You know, the big challenge is we've got a number of guys that are, you know, deserving of, you know, some at bats. So there's going to be times where, you know, you're going to make some changes.
Well, you know, speaking of defense, on Sunday when Andujar played, I don't think one ball was hit to him in left field. So we never even got to see him, but obviously you've seen him. Where's your confidence level for Andujar in left field? Obviously still a new position for him.
Yeah. I've really liked what I've seen. Look, the experience factor is certainly something. And, you know, now he's, you know, doing it at the big league level and in regular season games. So, you know, there may be bumps along the way, but there's no doubt in my mind in just seeing his work all spring training, seeing him in games in spring training, seeing him to react to different balls. And even when he makes a mistake on the ball, how he's able to recover, I think everything lends itself to him being able to be a solid corner outfield. Now he's just got to get the game reps and the experience, and there may be growing pains along the way with that. There may not, but he, in my opinion, he's definitely someone that could handle this long term at least a solid big league average in the corners.
The weekend rotation, you got what, Montgomery, Tanaka, and Paxton? Is that what you're trotting out there over the weekend?
Yes.
I am very curious to hear your opinion on this, okay? Because I know you had some issues. Well, the team had some issues with Joe Kelly a few years ago. Who could forget Joe Kelly and Tyler Austin? That was fun. What'd you think? I mean, he not only throwing near the heads of guys, but he was very much into it with the facial expressions, with everything that was going on. It seems like a lot of players around the league are very happy with what Joe Kelly did. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't tend to quite see it that way. You know, I'm not gonna weigh into it too much, but I didn't necessarily like much of it, quite frankly.
When you guys face the Astros, well, I was going to assume in the LCS, but
playoffs.
I'll say it safely. It probably will be in the playoffs, but you never know. We don't know if the Astros are going to make it. But when you face the Astros, Do you look at it as, no, we're just trying to beat them, we're going to play them? Do you think that there are players on your team that would want to do something, that would want to retaliate, want to do something to send a message to the Astros?
I think our guys really want to beat them. You know, we've been through a lot as a team these last couple of years, and even going back the year before I got here, these guys have been through a lot, and we've knocked on the door, we've been close, you know, we've had a lot of success, and we've had a lot of heartbreak too in the end to not realize our ultimate goal. So I just think the hunger with this group is immense, and I don't expect us to get too caught up in any of that, you know, hit for tat, you know, revenge, all that. We want to win, and whoever's in our way, hopefully, you know, no extra stuff gets in our way of our focus of just we want to beat you, and we want to get to that ultimate prize.
8-game suspension for this guy in a 60-game season, a little high for you, Aaron?
Well, I know with, you know, Chris Young being in there now, and obviously Manfred, that, you know, they want to really send strong messages that when they know a pitch is intentional, you know, it's not something that they're going to tolerate. So that's been made clear to us and a lot of teams, and or every team for that matter. So maybe I was a little surprised at that, but I think it's a message that when they know you're throwing at someone, that's not really going to be tolerated.
Tell us about, and I heard the news, and it's horrible to hear the passing of Mike Gillespie, the legendary baseball coach who coached you. For those who aren't familiar with him, tell us about him and the impact he had on your career and where you are today.
Yeah, you know, heavy heart for me today. He meant so much to me. Yes, in my baseball career, my 3 years at SC with him, I feel like, you know, I grew so much as a player. And he had a tremendous impact on that, but more than that, the man himself had such an impact on me and who I am and my career. I was lucky to get to play for him. He's someone that I've stayed in touch with over the years. He texts me, you know, we text each other throughout the season all the time. You know, he usually will text me after I get tossed in a game. He usually liked that. But he is just a great man and someone that really had a profound impact on me and my life, and he'll really be missed.
Well, Aaron, good luck tonight. You know, 17 in a row against Baltimore, I wouldn't doubt that's going to happen, and hopefully the weekend gets pulled off and everything goes to Hoyle, because, boy, it's a crazy situation. There's no doubt about it.
It is. Thanks, guys. You stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
You all too. Right, thank you, Aaron.
Take care, man.
Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees. They play the Orioles tonight. They come to the Bronx. They take on the Red Sox over the weekend. And then?
Who knows?
Who knows?
God only knows.
I think for most of the Yankees and for Aaron Boone, they just want to play baseball. If it's against the Phillies, great. If it's against somebody else, bring them on.
It's got to be difficult. And you asked him the question. It's got to be difficult to, you know, you just there's so much unknown. It's really nuts. You know what I mean?
It is. I mean,
you could lose focus over that. I don't think there's any question about it.
Easily. That's why in a lot of ways, I know the Orioles are bad. That's a big win. You were supposed to, not a big win, an impressive win in that you're supposed to go to New York at the last second to play. All right, we'll go to Baltimore.
Right.
The equipment's going one place. Right. You end up there, and now let's focus and play baseball. And they certainly did right out of the gate with DJ LeMay.
And they're on all these buses too. They're not even flying. I'm not, you know, not that it's a long drive to Baltimore, but it's crazy. You know,
really is a strange season indeed.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.